60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Yesterday on Coast to Coast, we talked about Kevin Durant and this alleged meeting with the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, Joe Tsai, where he demanded his trade request again, and that he also allegedly offered up that the Nets should fire Sean Marks and Steve Nash if you want him to stay with Brooklyn. So in other words, the story ran, obviously, in The Athletic. I noticed that it never ran really for any circumstance on ESPN. This was in The Athletic. Sham Sharania wrote that he met with Joe Tsai and said that the team needs to choose between either trading him or firing the combination of Nash and Sean Marks. The Hall of Famer made it clear, allegedly, that he does not believe in the direction the team is headed. He reported that Saturday the meeting was transparent and professional, and that Brooklyn has, quote, direct knowledge of the reasons behind Durant's request, end quote, and knows he will remain, quote, resolute, end quote, in his desire for a trade. And I got to tell you, like I said, it ran on The Athletic. It ran on Twitter. It ran everywhere, on TV, radio, and everybody was talking about it. And it was a big story, right? Problem is, I just don't believe it. You know, I said this on C2C. I said, I'm not buying that this guy had what? A mark? What did he have? Somebody hiding under a table? What did he have? A bug in the room? What did he have? A hidden camera in Joe Tsai's office? The owner, as he has a meeting with Durant allegedly, and this guy comes in and says, if you want to keep me, you got to fire them. And I don't like the direction your team is headed in. I mean, this guy, are you kidding me? Like, who does that? I mean, who in their right mind, I don't care who you are, I don't care how much money you make, I don't care how much of a superstar you are, who goes up to a billionaire owner of the team and starts ordering him around and telling him how it's going to be? I mean, it's like Carver High said yesterday, Durant already made all the calls for this team. He got Kyrie to play with him. He got Harden to play with him. And, there was a time when he was backing Nash, saying Nash got dealt a rough hand during the COVID season. I've always said I don't let the inmates run the asylum. I've always said I think Sean Marks has done a terrible job with the Nets. I mean, he lets these two, Durant and Irving, step all over him. That's why I call him the Oriental Rug. I mean, he gets walked all over by the players. They run the team. And it's like Joe Tsai has no say in the matter. Meanwhile, he's writing the checks. It's just not the way the world works. I don't buy it. I mean, same thing with the Lakers. LeBron runs the Lakers. LeBron makes all the choices, all the decisions, calls all the shots, who's going to play on the team. And look what that got him. They were like the worst team in the NBA, the Lakers. And if Durant and Kyrie are running the Nets, they ran them into the ground. They got swept in the first round by the Celtics. Their offseason has been an utter disaster. Let's say KD did stay, the cream puff reaper. And then you'd have Durant, Irving, and Ben Simmons to go along with Royce O'Neal, TJ Warren, Patty Mills, Nick Claxton, and Joe Harris. Well, let's go down the list. Royce O'Neal sucks. I mean, honestly, TJ Warren, he had one good season, and then he missed the entire season last season with injuries. Patty Mills, they got him already, had him for a season, and what was he, knocking down a few threes, and that was about it, right? He didn't do anything. Nick Claxton, I won't deny the guy can block some shots and throw down some lob dunks, but please, let's not get excited here that skinny toothpick's going to lead him to a championship. Joe Harris just missed an entire season because of injury. And you're telling me that team's going to win a championship? They couldn't win a championship when they were loaded with the big three and Fatso Harden, Kyrie, who never goes to work, needs a personal vacation once a month. Calls the shots, never shows up for work, never gets vaccinated. He was a cancer. Durant missed tons of games. At one point, they lost 18 to 21. Then you get swept in the playoffs, and you're going to listen to this guy tell you how to run your franchise, the guy that got everything he wanted and still turned it into a dumpster fire? Everybody already knows that Durant did not pick Steve Nash to be the coach. Sean Marks picked Steve Nash. Look, I thought Kenny Atkinson was a better coach than Steve Nash, and I still do. I think Nash was a Hall of Fame player, and he's been a stick figure on the bench. He's a Madame Tussauds. He's a wax doll on the sideline. He doesn't coach. That team doesn't play any defense. When did the Nets ever play defense once in the last few years? Ever. I mean, they don't play any defense. That's why they suck so bad. I mean, they're essentially as bad as the Knicks. Both teams in New York are god-awful. I mean, they can't even trade the guy. They've tried. All the teams have been unwilling to meet the Nets' huge ask for the return. They want all these superstar players and draft picks. And this guy, Shams, is also still listing the Celtics, Raptors, and Heat as the teams that he's going to get traded to. But nothing has happened. Is anything imminent? It's doubtful. Look, no one's denying that the guy's a great player. Two NBA Finals MVP awards, a league MVP, four scoring titles, 10 all-NBA selections, 12 all-star games. He's going to be 34, though, in September. He played 35 games in 2021, 55 games last season. He sat out 2019-20 because of the Achilles blowout. You have to know that the guy misses tons of games. You have to know that the guy is getting old. And why would you give up your entire franchise for some dude that doesn't play, that has a history of injuries, and a guy that also thinks he runs the show, that he's in charge of everything, all the decisions that teams make, who to play, who to coach, who the coach should be, who the GM should be, doesn't like the owner, doesn't like this guy, doesn't like that guy? Shut the F up, bro. Honestly, how painful is this dude? The bottom line is KD has turned the franchise into a landfill. It is a dump. I mean, it is the worst situation ever. You got a guy that's just torn the entire team to shreds. I can't even believe they want him around. Christ, at this point, I'd just give him away for a few draft picks and one star player. I mean, honestly, who's going to give you their entire team for a guy that's this painful, that misses this many games? It makes no sense to me at all. I don't believe that this guy, this reporter, knew what happened if there was such a meeting that they met and had this conversation of, you got to get rid of the GM, the coach, or I'm out of here, all this other nonsense. I think guys are making up stories, are just skewing the truth. And, I mean, we already know the guy wanted to be traded. He's wanted to be traded for months. So trade his ass. I'm done listening to stories of now he's piling this on top of that and wants this and that and this guy gone and both of them gone and all this other nonsense. I don't believe anything anymore I hear about Kevin Durant. I really don't. I got to be honest. You know, the way they've treated This situation from the beginning has been a nightmare. It's been a mess. It's been a catastrophe. If I were the Nets, the way he's been towards them and the things that he's, you know, said about them, and that the, let's say it were true. He says the franchise, the direction's a disaster, and the GM and coach are a disaster and everything else. I mean, honestly, who is going to put up with that? I'm not going to put up with it. I'm done listening to you tell me. You're the one ruining this team. You're the one that's created this disaster. You're the one that's turned this into a bloodletting. You're the one that has us in the news every day with nothing but negativity and bad vibes. You're the cancer. Christ, even Kyrie Irving has kept his mouth shut. He basically hasn't said anything for the last month and a half since he was rumored to be going to play with LeBron James. What they should do is quit worrying about this Durant guy, get rid of his ass, try to keep Kyrie Irving happy, try to get Kyrie Irving to show up for work for, you know, the team's schedule, their games. Listen, you sign a contract making $37 million, you need to play, bro. Every game, every night, everywhere, unless you have a legitimate injury. This guy takes vacations whenever he wants. It makes me sick to my stomach. They need to get this guy on the same page with everybody else. You're a pro basketball player. You play for us. We pay you a ton of money. You play every night, bruh. I mean, what is the deal? The way these two get away with murder to me is laughable. It's despicable. How do you let this happen as an organization? Get rid of his ass. And how about this guy? He wants to only play on the best teams. He wants to go here, there, only to the best teams. I'm not listening to you. I am not giving you what you want. You've destroyed us. You've done enough damage. How about we trade you wherever the F we want? If I were them, I would trade him to the worst team in the league or any of three or four worst teams in the league. I'm not giving this guy everything he wants every single day and then some. He never got anything done for you. He never won in Brooklyn. They didn't even sniff it. What a joke this guy has been in the NBA in Brooklyn. And remember, he didn't win in Oklahoma City, didn't win in Brooklyn. He won with the Warriors because he played with Steph Curry. I am so done with this guy, bro. Honestly, like, go to hell. Go away. Go somewhere else. Go spread your poison somewhere else, bro.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.